این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن می کند.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah, ya Allah, subhanallah. Allah, ya Allah, walhamdulillah. Allah, wa la ilaha illallah. Allah, ya Allah, wallahu akbar.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRB English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to different viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about different subjects, and then try to shed light on some of these points and talk about them and explain about them in order for us as Muslims to make use of them in our daily life and follow this great character. On the subject of position and rights of women in the Islamic system, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "Women enjoy a dignified position. They have free will just as men have. God created you free beings and gave you dignity. Just as God has laid down laws for men imposing restrictions to prevent them from becoming corrupt, so too he has laid down laws for women. They're all for your benefit. All Islamic laws are for the good of society. Those who want to see women as playthings in the hands of dissolute men are traitors." This viewpoint of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh concerns the status of a Muslim woman in the society. You know, the traditions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just like the Holy Book of Quran, lay emphasis on the honor and status of women and grants her a respected place in the society. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, addressing the Muslims on the occasion of the farewell pilgrimage, warned them against the values which he feared would be neglected after him, and referred to women as one of the important issues about whom he said, "Observe your duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in respect to the women," and recommended them to be well treated. According to Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, the Prophet stressed his proximity to women and their position in his life by saying, "It is of the manner of the Prophets to love women." He also quoted to have said, "I don't think that a man gets better in faith without loving women better." It is clear that Islam has called her to be honored, affectionately treated, and cared for in an unprecedented way, which no other civilization, culture, and society has ever done.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, sallallahu alayhi.
Along with all these human features of women, Islam grants women equal rights with men as well as social positions. The right to learn, the right to work, to participate in political events are just few to count. In Islam, the woman enjoys full political rights except nomination to the post of the head of the state and judge, which are exclusively reserved for a man. She may even be a minister, a parliament deputy, and may manage other diverse political posts. This is exactly what the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran demanded. So we as women should try our best to perform our role in the growth of the Islamic society. Thank you very much for being with us, and I really hope that you have enjoyed this episode. Until another one, I bid you farewell, and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, every day. every night and every day.